really is one of my favorite parts of the day. First cup of warm tea. I used to think it was so, I don't know, I guess a waste of time. And then I decided I wanted to have something to do that slowed me down in the mornings. Some sort of ritual, I suppose. So we made it. 2022, what a year. It's been an interesting ride. I don't know if your life has changed much, but most of the people I know well seem to have gone through either a major change or a small metamorphosis in 2022, more so than most years, to a larger percentage. I went to sleep thinking about what to do. I wanted to record something. It's the end of the year. It needs to be celebrated. But also trying to keep in check kind of my sometimes wild, optimistic, swinging on really hard, jaded. There's a little bit of bipolarity there. So for sure, when I'm thinking new year, I lean super optimistic. So new beginnings, I guess, but there's this idea in meditation, simply begin again. Simply begin again. And then combine that with Eckhart Tolle's the now. You only have the now. It's kind of everywhere. You can't affect the past. The present isn't here. You only really have now. Now. This second. This one. And now this one. And so how do you want to spend it? And for me right now, it's sitting in a booth with microphones, thinking about my amazing supporters, Patreon, mostly good boys. Drinking tea and trying to not float away with optimism for 2023. I know it will have challenges. I know I'm going to have frustrations. I know I'll have setbacks. And those are words that I use, but this kind of simply begin again. Begin again. Is really comforting to me for some reason. I don't have to carry any of those stumbles past the moment in which they occur. Can I learn from them? Absolutely. Can I create data sets? For sure. Can I use them to project and hold on to my illusion of control? Oh, I know I will. But simply begin again has become really anxiety-inducing for me. And December is not an easy month for me. I've had a lot of like a death and tragedy in December for some reason. And a lot of new life, actually. A lot of my family members were born in December. So it's this strange high-low month. But it's been the least anxious December that I've had in a long time. And that kind of ties into this book that somebody who cares about me sent me. It's called The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. And I was flipping through it this morning. He has a whole YouTube channel about these words, about feelings and experiences we all share that are hard to describe. I sometimes lean on German, actually, because German has some amazing words. But I ran into this morning, and it kind of tied into where my thinking was, so I'm going to read it to you. This is not a book about sadness, or at least not in the modern sense of the word. The word sadness originally meant fullness from the Latin root satis, or also that also gave us sated and satisfaction. Not so long ago, to be sad meant you were filled to the brim with the intensity of experience. It wasn't simply a malfunction of the joy machine. It was a state of awareness. setting the focus to infinity and taking it all in, joy and grief, all at once. When we speak of sadness these days, most of the times what we really mean is despair, which is literally defined as the absence of hope. But true sadness is actually the opposite, an exuberant upwelling that reminds you how fleeting and mysterious and open-ended life can be. And then it talks a little bit more about this book, that if you're lucky enough to feel sad, savor it while it lasts, if only because it means that you care about something in this world enough to let it under your skin. God, I just love that sentiment. We have this fixation, especially in America, but I think all first world countries, about the pursuit of happiness, right? And if you're not happy, somehow you're failing. And that whole pursuit of happiness is sort of like trying to have an orgasm. Like, I must have an orgasm. And it makes it so hard to come. That pursuit of happiness makes it really hard to be present enough to feel that intensity of life, that, according to this author, sadness. I even looked up this morning, positive trends for 2022, things that we missed. Because the news, you know, they make their money making people feel intensely, usually negative emotions. So, of course, they're being rewarded for telling us all the negative things in the world. But I don't think that's what this sadness is referring to. I don't think it's talking about the intensity of fear-mongering or feeling internet bullying. That's very intense as an experience. But I think this is more about training our minds and our eyes to find that intensity, and not in a fearful way, kind of in a brave way. So no longer pursuing simply happiness, but pursuing life, its highs and its lows. I know some of you might not have had an intimate relationship where you fell in love, but I have this experience every time I can feel myself falling. Okay, alrighty, I am on this train. It's going to be a wild ride. The highs and just falling in love is basically a socially sanctioned form of insanity. And I can feel it when it's creeping up on me, that, oh, I've been here before. Now, do I want to fight it? Or do I want to enjoy the intensity of it? You know, keeping in mind that I probably shouldn't be making life choices based on how I feel when I know that I'm partially cray-cray. But I also have this little bit of anticipation, knowing that it will end, as all relationships do. If they last for decades or years, eventually they end. Somebody leaves, somebody dies, somebody gets sick. They all end. Whether there's a classic breakup in a movie or a till death do we part situation. But knowing that I will fall off that cliff eventually, and that it's going to suck, that it's going to rip my heart out, and I will question whether going on is worth it, because the experience is so heart-wrenching. The accepting of that on the front end. I haven't dated since COVID started, but I still have a very clear kind of, okay, worth it. This is what we're doing. That high and that low and that intense, balls to the wall, embracing my life. That beginning again, begin again, begin again. And so I know this is a time of year where a lot of people go, okay, 2023, it's going to be different. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to fill in the blank. And I think that there is a little bit of begin again in that. But perhaps it's out of fear, out of despair, out of what we think sadness is. And this year, perhaps jumping into 2023 with a little bit of abandon, with a little bit less self-protect, because you're going to be okay. It might suck balls sometimes, I'm not going to lie. My 2022 had some critical hits. But here I am, beginning of a new year with my cup of tea in a booth. Talking to people who, fuck, my life is just so much richer with all of you in it, especially those of you that choose not to lurk anymore in the server. But embracing that and not hiding from it and focusing less on these big goals as if I will be happy when I am thin, rich, married, fill in the blank, because that's what we do with our New Year's resolutions so often, at least me. I'll be happy when, and I put it over there, and I opt out of today, and I just grind, and I push myself toward that goal, and instead maybe creating a system. Okay, 2023, my life is better when I make time for at least 10 minutes of yoga every day. Do some stretching, do some deep breathing, get all my joints and muscles awake and breathe and kind of fall into my body. I tend to disassociate a little bit. So kind of going, oh yes, I, human, here the meat puppet must be taken care of. So creating that system where I get up and I do some yoga and then I have tea. I get up, I do yoga, I have tea. I begin again every day. Connecting to my body and remembering that I'm a human. That's a system I want to create. Not because I want to be more flexible at the end of the year. Not because I want to be more in shape. Not because I think I will attain some pinnacle of enlightenment. No, because today will be better if I connect to my body. And I want to embrace today without disassociating. And so I was making my cup of tea and I was struck by sad. Do I want to be more sad in 2023? Well, by this author's definition of sad, yeah, I kind of do. Embracing fully the joy and the grief of being alive, knowing that it's better than the alternative, which is nothing. Nothing, where I will arrive eventually. but sad. So I've decided to add to my system that I'm building on top of my yoga and my tea, which has kind of been the system that I've leaned on for the last couple years to center and ground every day and go, oh yeah, life, fucking live. Silly adventures daily. So what silly thing can I do that brings a smile to my face? It's my stomach. It is expressing discontent as I ponder eating quality chocolate. So silly things like that. Getting some weird concoction of a coffee when I go to a new shop. Like, what's your most unique drink? I'll try it. Yeah, sure, why not? I might love it. It might bring grief. But that's okay, because I'm experiencing life. I'm embracing it with all of its ups and downs and its skinned knees. You can see it in kids. They are just so alive. It snowed here. It doesn't snow often. And when you drive in Tennessee and it's snowed recently, you can really feel all the anxiety of all the people on the road. We're going to die. Nobody's going very fast. People are sliding off the road. They don't know how to turn into a spin. And so the entire day after Christmas vibe of the area was a little anxious. That's what the news was saying. This many people slid off the road and this much weather might come and it might get this cold and make sure your faucets are dripping. And I'm not saying we forego the responsibility of adulthood, but there were these kids in my apartment complex who clearly didn't have sledding equipment, didn't even really have snow gear, so no gloves on a couple of those kiddos. And they were on the hill with cardboard, and they were sledding down. And they were so alive. It almost felt like they were glowing. It's like, when did I forget to do that? When did I forget to see the opportunity of, oh, snow, that's weird. What could I do? So the next morning I got up and instead of yoga, I walked. The snow was going to melt the next day. It was only going to be that dry, squeaky, crunchy snow for one night. And so I walked. And like Winnie the Pooh chasing the heffalump around and around. And it was really himself, his own footprints that he was seeing. I walked around the apartment complex, crunch, 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 crunch. Yeah, I feel like I have missed a lot of life in trying to play it smart, in trying to win, to do the things. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it can play into this. But for me, 2023, I am beginning again, hoping that I will discover new things about being alive, new things about who I am, different versions of me that maybe have been dormant, and to just begin again. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean I will be happy. And I'm guessing it's going to be intense. And I would love to hear in the comments if there's any way that you would like to pursue sad in 2023. Any silly adventures you can have daily. What would those look like? How are you going to be more you? Not how are you going to be happier, or how you're going to be better, or how you're going to change all the things. That feels like a very different energy to me going into 2023. And it just, God, I wish I could transfer some of how warm my heart is right now to each and every one of you. It feels scary and it feels exhilarating. Like right before jumping off a cliff into the ocean. It's going to be okay. But it's going to be a wild ride. That is my ponder. That is my ramble as we close out 2022. How are we going to be more ourselves? How are we going to rest into this thing, this life that we've been given? The now, right? Thank you for everything you do for me. I'll see you next year.